Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Sunday, big game at the Benz. Falcons, Commanders, Mike and Bo, kickoff pregame is at 11 a.m. this week. I want to go back to Raheem Morris's exclusive conversation with Dukes and Bell yesterday. There has been so much talk about the pistol. Let's hear Raheem's perspective on it.
You know, you're going to play to Michael's strengths, and Michael did play in the pistol.
And, you know, the Plaxton thing, you're 100% right. You know, like, you want to get more Plaxtons off.
Right.
You know, and you do get more Plaxtons off when you're able to run the football. The game the other day, that was a mess, right? That is not the way anybody wants to play football, and that's not where we want to go.
Yeah, I know, and we're going to break down all of these conversations around the pistol. Raheem's just kind of the first one to tee off on it, mm-hmm. and you talked about it a minute ago. We'll break down Dan Orlovsky's comments and Mike Dupp. We got some Zach Robinson stuff to get to as well, but Mike did a nice job yesterday, I think, kind of asking about the pistol. Let's be honest. I would say 90% of the people asking about pistol don't really know exactly how to ask about the pistol. You just know that we want more play action, right? We want more play action passes. We like to see the bootlegs. We have said on this show the entire time, there's nothing inherently wrong with the pistol. It's the way we are utilizing the pistol.
Mm-hmm.
The pistol formation is fine. The pistol formation has a lot of pros to it. There is a reason why you have seen guys over the years use pistol and use it very effectively in wide zone offenses. You are handing the ball off front side of the formation. The problem is that there is no guessing when it comes to where the ball is going out of pistol once the play has started. There's no eye candy. There's no misdirection. There's no footwork in the backfield. Michael Penix is getting lazy in his footwork, which we'll cover throughout the show. There's just, and Bo can touch on this too, there's nothing inherently wrong with the pistol. It's the Falcons version of the pistol that is so maddeningly frustrating. And you hear Raheem kind of talking about it. He's like, yeah, want to get more play action? Sure. Yeah, we want to do a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. But that's just not exactly the way we've gone the first couple of weeks. And it kind of is what it is at this point.
It's also funny when – I find it funny when people pull stats about games and say, well, you only ran play action X amount of times. Yeah, because when you're down 17-0 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, you kind of throw out play action because it's not helping you. There's no guessing. So you have to take some of those stats with a grain of salt when it comes to that. It's like I saw a stat last night, and it's one of these charts, and it's kind of analyzing where teams rank in analytics of how they play against the run. And Washington, who is one spot worse than the Falcons as a run defense and total yards given up and yards and stuff, is considered run stuffing and along with getting pass rush. And the Falcons, and they're way over in this chart and really, really good. And the Falcons are middle of the road in pressure rate and run stuffing. Yet they are the better rushing defense as far as yards given up. So you have to be careful when you're going through this because they don't tell the whole story.
Yeah.
And that's the problem when everyone wants to be an analytics expert. Analytics are great, but are you watching the game and how it plays out and how that that leads to some of these numbers because they can be misleading. So you have to be careful. You're 100% right. Everything you're saying about the pistol, I agree with. We've talked about it. I've talked about it with Arch. Talked about it with some other people in this league with personnel and stuff. Yes, you can get to vanilla, but be careful just reading a stat and saying, well, they're not doing this enough, and this is why this is happening.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to what you're saying there. And, you know, and I'll go back to what Raheem just said a minute ago. He's like, oh, you know, yeah, we'd like more play action. Well, if, first of all, if you're not running the ball well, nobody cares what the play action is. All right? You're just not going to pay attention to it. And like I said a minute ago, it's a lot of the way we're utilizing the pistol and the play action. You don't have to bootleg out of the play action. You know what I mean? Like, you go in the pistol, and when we run play action of the pistol, we run bootlegs. We run naked bootlegs. We don't even flash in front of the backside guy, which is something I'll get to Orlovsky's comments later. But it's just so bare minimum. It's so, like, vanilla. It's so – we don't have to boot. You can play action out of the pistol, and you can set up in the pocket, right? You can play action from under, and you can set up in the pocket. Shotgun as well. And all those things, when we talk about all of them coming together and the way Zach Robinson calls a game, I'm really low on the play calling right now and the play design. And it feels frustrating, man. And there's – me and Bo – get these titles of we sugarcoat everything with the Atlanta Falcons. Guys, if you have been listening to anything we've said, or at least myself, in the last couple of weeks, Zach Robinson's in over his head.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely in over his head, and it's frustrating to watch. There's no layering to what we are doing offensively, and it continues to kind of blow my mind.
I get – and I'm going to rant about that for a second because I really get irritated with that sugarcoating or – excuse me – there's a difference in telling people what we think is happening, and because we're not screaming and wanting someone fired, that means we're not holding people accountable. How you do things is a real thing. And I'll go to this, and I know you're probably going to get to it anyways. Everyone was wanting somebody's head to roll every week with the offense. Somebody's head rolls. A guy, most people in this fan base, and I'll tell you, 3/4 of the media didn't know Ike Hilliard's name. And he gets fired, and now he's a martyr. And I loved Ike Hilliard. I actually, one of the few people right in the city that on this side of the business that had a relationship with him, that has interacted with him. But guess what? This is what happens when guys aren't doing their job. And I'm talking about the wide receivers. If you're responsible for them, he's not a martyr. It's okay to fire people just because it's not the guy you want fired, because it's the only guy's name you know on the coaching staff.
Yeah, there have been a lot of topics that are just like super in the eye right now for every Falcons fan.
Yes.
And it was the pistol. It was Ike. And it's also been the move that they've made up at Flowery Branch, or decision they made up there, to move Zach Robinson down to the field rather than in the coach's booth during the game. And Raheem did talk to Dukes and Bell about that decision as well.
You know, a lot of it is, I wouldn't say the play calls too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people,
right?
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to work. Waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it. And that's what we're doing right now.
First of all, the whole thing with the play call being too long is ridiculous to me. When you have long play calls, that means you have more depth in your offense. When you have just like – when you go to like college offenses and, you know, the whole thing where the offenses used to hold up the poster board at, you know, Auburn or Oregon or whatever it may be, and they're just – that's how you know what the play is. There's no depth to those. You know what I mean? It just means you have really good athletes and you want them to play fast, and your playbook is like 8 plays long. You know what I mean? So when you go up against NFL defenses, it's going to be longer. You're telling the wide receiver this motion has to happen before you run this route and this concept, and this is what the protection is, and the running back has to go this direction so the quarterback can have his eyes on the safety rolling this way. All that stuff has to be taken care of. So you can't just simplify it down to like 2 words. If you do that, that means you're dumbing down the entire offense. Maybe the offense needs to learn more verbiage. And I'm saying that as somebody who, like I just said a minute ago, very critical of Zach Robinson not having depth inside of his play call. So I'm not going to sit up here in this microphone, Bo, and say, oh, man, hey, play calls need to be a lot quicker. No, I wish they'd lengthen them out. I wish it took him 15 seconds to say the play, because that means there's more caveat, there's more nuance, there's more other moving parts inside of these offensive formations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think a lot of times what has been explained to me in this system that the Shanahans and McVays, it's all came from the same, family tree, basically, is that the thing that's not the play call as long necessarily, Mike, and maybe you can put some, kind of thing on this, but it's more of everyone is getting their specific assignment the way it's done, and it to the depth part where you're telling it more. But The biggest deal for me what are we doing with Mike where he doesn't have his own set of play calls? Is that I think some of that is being a younger quarterback only making a sixth start, but a lot of guys, these veteran guys, they'll have plays in their mind, or you see them have their little wristband or whatever, where if it's third and four, they know what play they want to call if there is an issue with the headset or getting the play in. They'll go to it. And I thought that there's been some weeks where we've seen Mike check plays at the line. I don't remember seeing that last week. It just looked it looked like the freaking Varsity Blues game last night. I mean, on Sunday after they went to the strip club, everything was off. No one was everyone was just out of it.
I do have a counter question for you guys on this, because we did see in this series quarterback Kirk Cousins, veteran quarterback, was having issues. There was a lot going on. So is there something, some kind of miscommunication happening? I know you say they're not too long, but there's got to be something.
Well, I think what he was having the most problems with is timing up the plays with the snap counts, which he was really struggling with. It's like, hey, T.J. Watt knows we're going on one. I need to go on two and hard count him. But how do I time up the formation to where Charlie Warner's not hitting the ball on the snap and also go on two? I have to start Charlie Warner a lot earlier on the stuff like that, get him across formation, said hut, 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 all those other things. A lot of moving parts. That was also week one. I would just say that Michael Penix has got to be able to carry that load as an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, so does Kirk Cousins. And like I said, I'm critical on Zach Robinson on a lot of things, play calling wise. But to me, that's something you can't take off his plate. He's either going to play quarterback in the NFL or he's not, and that's on him.
Yeah, and look, we can blame Zach for all the things we want. If the wide receivers aren't running the right routes, which we saw them not doing, and you say, "Well, how do you know that? You don't know the play call." Two wide receivers should never be right on top of each other in a route tree ever. And when the quarterback throws a timing route breaking out and both receivers break in, someone didn't do their job. It's kind of obvious.
Listen, I have a feeling on Sunday you are going to have a lot of thoughts after the game, so make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. That is your chance to call in and react after every Falcons postgame. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season. Coming up, one of Alabama's linebackers is being evaluated after suffering a neck injury. We'll talk about that. And we've got my Mac drop. Got a newish game. One of two of you have played it before.
Uh-oh.
It is going to be the back and forth bowl. That is next on Sports Radio.
I'm scared.
92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.